Just tell me what's on your mind. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.
Alright, so
what you mumbling over there for?
You know, I'm about to
do. Yo, okay, let me just give my introduction. I feel you. Alright, this is Sash Millie the Mean Girl. You feel me? We back at it with another late night special. You feel me?
Ignorant, drunk.
So what's up? Y'all want to be secretive, be anonymous, or y'all want to say our names?
It's Bye Guys, your neighborhood pusher, Bunchy. You can look me up on my Instagram, Moneybag Trap King. Put the face to the case.
Oh, ow. All right.
You already know city, man. Brooklyn, East New York. You already know stand up, crip shit, lit shit.
What the fuck? All right. So, you know, we was in here chilling. You know, I'm chilling in here with the fam and shit like that. And, you know, we was talking about mad shit, different topics. And then one that struck me the most that got my attention was, like, interracial sex. Like, how y'all feel about that? Y'all, like, mentally.
I don't like white people porno. I can't watch that shit. I don't like white people fucking black girls. Y'all can have y'all relationships.
Yeah, I can't.
But that comes with it.
That.
I guess y'all gotta fuck.
I'm backing that, though.
It's a whole mental behind that shit.
Exactly.
And I don't like the mental.
It's like, once slavery shit, once that slavery and all that, it's like, it feel like they violating on women, you heard? Like, but I could do it, though. I could violate they woman. I mean, it's just payback, though.
And they don't fuck them like we fuck them. Not to say it like that. It is what it is, respectfully. They don't fuck them like we fuck them. Like, boom. When we fuck black girls, as men, it's bow. She bad. She a queen. Or she a thotty. I'm going to slap it bow. But it ain't. When they do it, it toes all in their mouth. Wild, nasty shit. Fingers in the... Come on, bro. Like, what you doing, bro? And that's why I can't watch white people porno. Go around us.
I'm not... I mean, like, y'all ever had sex with white people?
Yes.
Like, with white women?
Yes.
On numerous occasions.
They love me.
Numerous occasions?
Yeah,
that's it.
But
more or less in the South.
They love him more.
My first white chick was in the South. You feel what I'm saying? One time in New York, though, you know, but all in the South, but... And females is like, they different though. You can fulfill your fantasies with them hoes, man.
Yeah, like I'm not even gonna hold you.
That's the facts.
I could understand that because when I, you know, dated a white wigger, you feel me? When I dated him, I wasn't on that type of time. And like, you know, I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood. I grew up in Flatbush, so I'm not used to nothing gentrified. I'm not used to seeing mixed people. My con was blacks. Or a little bit of Hispanics, and that still wasn't my type. And then I was,
What was your mental when you was dealing with him?
My mental was like, I wasn't necessarily interested. Like, it was just different for me because Sun shot his shot at me. So I wasn't even looking at his way.
You wasn't even interested.
I wasn't even interested. Like, he kept on shooting his shot.
So what consistency? What made the basket go in the goal?
You know what it was? It was the consistency around that time. Like, he kept...
Come on, city.
It was the consistency of that time. Basically, like, I never had a white dude... Like, I had white dudes talking to me, like, when I went to Miami. But it was, like, Hasidity, you know, upper class type shit. Which I could have took my opportunity if I wanted to be a gold digger. But it was just not my stilo. With him, it was more so, like, tattoos. And, like, you know, he had, like, that... that swaggy type.
That Fast and the Furious.
Vin Diesel, that look. He had that look. You feel me? So it wasn't my type for me to say I want to fuck with him on the first look. But due to the fact he was so consistent, calling me, texting me, shooting his shot. And then it just so happened, it went on a date. Yeah, we went on a date like 2 times. And then boom, my ass was just in his mouth. And then I was just like,
See, that's what I'm talking about again. Bow. Ass in the mouth on the first date. Because they mental is different.
You feel like it's like their fetish. It's like a fetish.
Yeah, this shit ain't right.
So what I think. So when y'all sleep with white women, is it a fetish for y'all?
No, I don't know. I can't speak for every nigga.
It's just another on me hit, but it's like damn. Every nigga like I don't know how every nigga think, but me, I'm trying to fuck every race. You heard? Gangster facts, like, you know what I mean? That's just another hit list, like, gangster.
For so you wouldn't cuff?
Nah, hell nah.
So you wouldn't get not rich with no and white women. So you white wouldn't. Hell no, so you wouldn't get rich and leave your girl for a white girl?
Hell the fuck no, I ain't Kanye, nigga. Get out of here, nigga. My life is a gold digger, like Lil Wayne said. If my life is a bitch, mine is a gold digger. That's why I get all this gold, nigga. But look, back to the bitches. When it comes to white women to having sex with them, it's more like, I gotta prove something to my race. Like
you wanna be superior at that moment.
Yeah, for me, it's like, I wanna fuck you long dick style. You gonna get this mandingo, bow. But I'm like, everything they think about on porno, cause I look at a lot of porn. So everything I believe, I see white girls do in real life since girls gone wild, since I was a little 6-year-old, they be wild. Them hoes is wild. Like, so
they doing all sorts of shit that
all
like,
sorts of
like
shit.
Black women probably won't do.
It won't even think
probably,
of.
And it's probably and they be starting off at like 19 college parties doing all sorts
won't
of nasty
even
shit
think of.
While there's black
so
women having
for
to wait
me,
for commitment.
It's more of a, we going to Six Flags today.
Yeah.
You don't do that every day, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's more we going to Six Flags.
It's a once in a while.
It's
chance.
A once in a while. Not even that. If that's on the menu, I'ma pick the Blanco. And we gonna go to Six Flags today. But she ain't got everything my black sisters got. She ain't got everything my Latina mamas got. So she just really a dessert, to be honest.
A dessert. Okay, I can understand that. Like, I could agree with that too. But after my experience with white son. I don't want to say white boy.
But
now
if I'm in it for the bag.
Oh, yeah, that's longevity.
That's a whole nother situation.
Let me ask you this, Shash. Who you think is more freakier, white guys or black dudes?
I white men. I'm going to tell you this, right? The shit that I had this white dude doing to me, I will never let, like, a black guy do to me.
Why not?
Because even if I'm not taking my black man serious and it's just casual dating, I'm gonna look at you like, damn, I can't even take you serious if you're doing all of this because what the fuck you probably doing this to another shit.
Can I rephrase that or is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Shit
because
you did to him or shit he did to you?
Shit he did to me.
All right.
Like, for example,
cool.
I never got like head on my period. That nigga did that nasty shit.
See what I'm saying? They different.
That they shit was disgusting.
I had to walk off and come
and, like,
back.
Every time I used to hear about this,
y'all
like,
different. So I just
every time I used to hear about other people different. Talking about getting, like, oral and stuff like that, on that, in that sense, I was just looking like, yo, that's disgusting. Like, why would you let a nigga do that to you? But that's the thing. I wouldn't let my black man do it to me. So I had an opportunity to outshine myself.
So, time out. I think we came to a
conclusion.
Not a conclusion.
I ain't gonna lie.
I think we came to something.
Let me see what my son gonna say. Hold on,
I think we came to it's not a conclusion. You know what they call it? A Venn diagram. And you know, you got your opposites.
Came to the point. You
got your shit in the
middle.
Came
to the main point.
Where y'all all agree.
Yeah.
I think we agree. It's a point. We both shitting on each other race.
Yeah, we shitting on each other.
No matter how you cut it. They trying to do it to y'all. And we doing it to their bitches.
The nigga really dig deep and really, like, sit with himself and see that. Nigga, I'm like, nah,
I
ain't
gonna
lie.
Because I never even knew
it's
that.
For the race.
And
so,
I never even looked at that from a black female perspective.
So y'all feel like, okay, white men do it because it's a fetish. black people feel like they're doing it because it's an opportunity to like pay back.
That nigga's so thirsty for that black pussy. It's two reasons. He's gonna eat you on the red pussy.
Nah, but hold on. Facts. It's two reasons for the simple fact. We doing it because of that, and we doing it just because it's pussy too. Yeah.
That's
no, but bro.
At least me, nigga.
Because me, I'm not doing that just for no day.
You eating the red light?
Hell no.
This is my point. It's my point. They so thirsty for the melanin queen. They don't give a fuck, nigga. Don't even know when to say halt, nigga. Pause your brakes, bro.
And then it's like
we kings, so we know when to say.
And it's like
you got to go.
Right. With me, it was just like, wow, this man is really doing this to me, and I never had this before. And I'm thinking in my head, like, fuck it, like, nigga, say your name, Kunta Kente.
I see what you say. You not that's wrong disgusting. With that.
But let me ask you a question.
Day, she not wrong. Because
in my head,
because I'm doing that as payback. Like, you want to do this nasty shit? I would never let my black man.
I always thought the pussy was paralyzed when y'all got your pussy when y'all got your period. Did you even feel that?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I was disgusted, but it was like, okay, I wouldn't do it again though. I wouldn't do it again, but
nasty.
And
that nigga is a serial killer.
That nigga all the way out of line.
That nigga will chop you up, leave you in a mattress like drug money, nigga.
And that's how I seen it. And mentally going forward,
that
it was
will
like
chop you up, leave you in a mattress like that's drug how, money. You
yeah,
do
like
that,
basement
bro.
Shit.
You could do
you
that.
You
want to
know?
Bro.
You want to know another weird story that happened? So boom, we was fucking with each other, doing
I
was what we
to
was
ask
doing.
You a question, but I had to catch myself. Do you bleed heavy?
Yeah.
He's a nasty motherfucker, bro. You know how much blood that is, nigga? I've seen it. Accident. I clean hospitals, nigga. That shit ain't right.
Man, look. No, bro.
Bro.
Man, all the way turned off. Nigga ain't even trying to do
get
nothing
there.
After
we talking
that.
About it. We talking about it. And them niggas is that nasty for you nasty motherfuckers. But we ain't going
I was, all right, so I was.
Subscribe. Still subscribe. Still subscribe.
It was midway, like on the third, fourth day. So it was a little heavy, but not that heavy. But it was still disgusting, and I am not fond of that. So, like this other story I was going to say was when we was dealing with each other or whatever. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing. It seems weird, guys. Don't judge me. But you have you know about ghetto gagging?
Yes, but pause one time. Watch who you smoking after.
So, okay, basically, it was like a ghetto gag Thanks. Situation. Mm-hmm. And I never had no shit like that either because, like, when I give head or, you know, to a guy, it's like I have to really fuck with them.
But that's why I say it's a mental.
It's a mental. Like, I have to really fuck with them because I'm the type of person, I'm not going to give a nigga head on the first few kills. Like, nah, eat me out first because you're not going to talk about me a certain way. You're not going to say, like, I was some easy-ass treach. Nah, you want me, you going to handle me the way I want you to handle me. You're not going to do whatever it is. Yeah, you're going to give me head and I probably don't let you fuck.
Ladies,
you probably got to eat my pussy like three times.
Y'all Instagram bitches, take notes.
Nah, but at the end of the day, But at the end of the day, the nigga gonna come back.
Now, the first part is jacking, the second part
is right. Take notes.
But it's about the consistency. If it's a consistency that guy is giving me, because at the end of the day, if you gonna really play because I don't want to give you no pussy, that means you wasn't meant for me.
Take notes.
You wasn't meant for me. You don't want me. You just want me for my body. So if you wanna,
make
if you
Alan, take notes.
So if you want me for my body, I'm gonna give you my body when I feel like it, how I feel like it. You're not gonna take my body from me, nigga. Like, you're not gonna fuck me and it's like a game or a show to you to brag about. Nah, I'm gonna be having the bragging rights out here. I ain't come talking to you, nigga. Fuck is you saying? So that's how I be maneuvering. So due to the fact that I was talking to him for a couple, like, I should say a few weeks into that, I did what I did. And he ghetto gagged me. And I'm like, okay, it's the comfortability of me talking to him for a while.
Okay,
but
cool.
Then again, it got weird because a black man never did that to me. So now here's where it gets weird. I threw up. The nigga picked up the throw
that
up.
That was my
The nigga picked up the throw up and licked his hand, then slapped me.
That nigga, I had to stand up. Yo, audience, I'm standing up. And my man is wilding right now. Because that is out of line. That nigga wilding right now.
He licked.
He not wrong for the slap, though. He not wrong for... I slap bitches when I fuck him. No disrespect.
A nigga never slapped me, though.
I don't slap him on some... I don't slap him on some, like... It was a sexual slap.
No, it wasn't.
It was disgusting.
That's the mental I'm talking about.
It was dirt. Like that was.
That's the mental I'm talking about.
But check it. He didn't slap the shit out of me like bitch.
Nah, no.
Like it wasn't like that. It was like a tap.
It was a tap. It was a sexual slap.
But due to the fact I seen him.
But the act before the slap.
The throw up. It's
fucking with
me. It was a throw up for me.
That's why I'm getting the mental, because
your energy wasn't there. That's why
my energy wasn't there.
When your boat feel like it's nastiness going on, he's you going.
I've had bitches do shit to me. I wasn't jacking. I had a bitch spit in my mouth, bro. Like a couple bitches. No, you're not. Because just because I didn't like that shit, I ended up liking that shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Like,
you like when bitches spit in your mouth?
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit kind of like.
Oh, you on some?
Like, oh, you right?
You on
like,
some?
Watch you smoke with.
Shouts my nigga Meek Mills. You heard?
Yo,
but it's like this.
Fuck that nigga too.
It's like this.
Stop.
You wild
on both sides, nigga. You niggas is wild.
Shouts my nigga Meek.
Now you even getting his blood back now.
It's like this. No, nigga.
You're not getting the blood back.
No. How is she spitting in my mouth though?
Oh, she was
she
on top.
She ain't sucked my dick and spit in my mouth. Never.
She was on never. Top and then she did
be,
a little
be happened to be
out of eye.
Kissing up and shit. She hit me with the.
What if her breath was stink?
It's never stink.
Listen,
oh,
we wouldn't have been
you
fucking.
Confident. You confident.
I suppose she would have been fucking on my. She'd have been fucking on my brothers. She'd have been fucking on my brothers, and I wouldn't. And that wouldn't happen. That happens with my personals. My, you hear me? Listen.
Personals. It's Kyla, but
not personals. You got personals and you have personals.
That's what you know for.
It's
a
personal treason and it's my personal shorty.
Yeah. No. It's I got my personal shorty, but you can still shoot your shot. But then it's my nigga. If you dare, and I got one in there right now. But listen, that's TP. But yeah, shit like that.
Yeah, but who you think is Lola though? White chicks or black
loyal?
Black girls, nigga.
Black women is forever loyal.
Black
like
women,
with
or
white
dudes.
I don't know. Loyal as in how? Because when it comes to like media and entertainment and certain shit like that, you always see the black actors, the black rappers leaving a black queens for the yellow skin white women and Middle Eastern women and. Not necessarily I'm gonna throw Latinos and Hispanics under the bus, but even though they are black, you will see them with them instead of like a dark black queen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so at the end of the day, I feel like black women are more loyal.
Shouts my nigga out to Mason, cause he got the illest, darkest Oreo I ever seen. You heard? That's my nigga that model for GQ. And he out to Mason, check him out. He got a nice black queen. Yeah.
Okay, so shout outs to him. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's just like I feel like black women are loyal to black men because at the end of the day, black women are
black
single
men
mother.
Are loyal to black men?
I said black men. I said that. Black women are loyal to black men because we come like black women are women of single parenthood. You have like. They constantly, when they get cheated on, hold the men down that's in jail.
So let's talk about this. Let me ask you a question with that, what you just brought up. That is perfect what you just brought up. Y'all have such a wall up from that shit. Y'all do a lot of shit that when y'all meet that right nigga, we confused. Can we fuck with y'all?
Y'all got issues,
y'all got baggage, y'all got a lot of shit. Not saying we don't need it,
because
we be fucked up too. It's a 50-50
battle.
It's
two sets of broken people.
I'm speaking about this shit with
but you basically treating us like the last nigga though, you feel me? You don't give a nigga a chance though, you feel me?
You know what?
You hit it right
on the spot because like a relationship fucked me up where it's like I don't even want to talk to niggas a certain way. Like I ain't been in a relationship.
We in the same boat.
I haven't been in a relationship in like 4 years, and that was out of a like I was dating a dude since I was like 16.
I'm in a lituation. Everything's a lituation.
I was like 16 when I first started fucking with the dude. That was my second relationship, and then we finally ended the things like severely like. It stopped in like 2017. So ever since then, it's not that I'm saying I'm hurt.
I started 20 what?
Huh?
I started
at 16.
So that was a year. That was 365 days, baby.
No, honey. I was 16 years old. Oh. And then in 2017, like, I was a senior in high school. And then when I finally turned, like...
when was you 16 is my question.
I was 16 in about 2013.
And you was fucking with him till...
till about, like, 2016. And I finally cut everything off in 2017. So that relationship was very toxic and shit like that.
This what else? Like, all right, cool.
It was toxic. So it's like he had his personal issues. I had my personal issues. And we did certain things where we couldn't handle the relationship correctly, communicate correctly. Because we was young. Nah, it wasn't the white boy. It was like when I was younger. That was before. White boy was like last year, around that time. But that relationship was like when I was younger. So we don't have the mental capacity to be in an appropriate relationship because we don't know how to communicate. We're still young-minded. We still thinking like, why am I settling for this person right now? I'm young. I don't have to be going through no shit like this. But we have a common emotion for each other. So that's why we still around.
I'm in that right now.
Yeah.
I got one of those right now.
So it's like we on and off because we want each other. But at the end of the day, we don't deserve each other at the moment because we better than this whole bum-ass relationship.
Why y'all better? Why it's a bum ass relationship?
Because it's a bum ass. Because of the stress, the arguments.
I'm gonna leave that alone on the record.
The fights.
On the record, we gonna leave that alone. But it's not toxic because of that. Because first off, ain't no relationship perfect. That's perfect.
But it just started getting bad. So I wasn't trying to stay with no nigga who wasn't going. Mm-hmm. You know, you not gonna trust me. I ain't gonna trust you. And we gonna be in this toxic ass mess, accusing each other of shit every minute. You know, like I said, we were young, so we couldn't handle the situation appropriately.
Let me ask you a question, because I believe this is what I believe. Women are, they say, 7 to 10 years more advanced than niggas. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I see it in my little... I hear that. But I believe that. So I say that to say...
I should have been the mature one?
You probably was and left the situation.
Yeah, I was.
Was and left the situation. Mm-hmm. But now what happens when that nigga step his shit up and catch you on your 7 years where you was probably at? It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's too fucking late. Like, at the end of the day, that's what molded me the way I am today. I'm not saying... It taught me lessons of how to be during certain relationships. I'm more patient now before I start overreacting about shit. So, I don't want to be in niggas' business.
But you see how you saying how you just upgraded your shit? You more patient now?
More patient. I'm still a hothead, but, you know, I take my time.
You probably think a little more. I think a little more. You probably listen to the guy. You probably fill him out.
Mm-hmm. Listen to what niggas gotta say, cause it's all about.
What if he got on his?
I don't give a fuck. That ain't my
nasty.
Business.
It's that nasty ain't my business. In America. It's
clear. What about you, like?
It's nasty in America.
Would you spin
how you
back
feel,
for an
city?
Ex?
Yep. I would what?
Would you spin back for an ex?
Spin back?
Yep.
No,
I'm
would you spin back for
back
ex?
For baby?
Or
fuck
probably
you
a bitch that probably hurt
yep.
you, or you know, you probably hurt her, and then she, you know, you seen that like she upgraded a little bit, and you want to be the man that she wants. The man that she wants and shit like that, would you, like, you know?
I can speak freely. Go ahead.
Talk.
Yeah, but I understand the question.
The question is, would you spin back for an ex? Like, you had a relationship in the past.
Back,
y'all broke up.
Y'all broke
right?
up.
Whether it was she that hurt you, but you still had deep love for her, or you probably hurt her. But now you're a better man, and you could you tell that she's growing and she's a better woman than she was ever before. But you know, you changed your way. So would you spin back to like treat that girl right or take a woman back after she probably hurt you? Like,
I mean,
you mature enough for that?
It's depending on how hard deep the hurt was, though. You feel what I'm saying? She
that
did
too.
Some crazy
that
shit,
too.
Though.
That
like
too.
That part, you feel what I'm saying?
That
she did
too.
Some crazy shit. We niggas is lying. Niggas
that's
got too much pride
yeah,
for all that.
Dumb.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
that's
even with all that.
That's a
nigga
fact.
May want to, but just principles. Like,
that's
principles
a fact.
Too strong for all that, you know?
I mean, certain niggas don't really got no principles.
What if they ain't do bad? What if it was broke even?
Yeah, I mean, if we both did bad, I'm saying, I'm jacking up by. We could go back, fuck with each other. You feel what I'm saying?
But if you, she
but
did
you
that.
Still on spotlight.
Black
though,
love
girl.
Still yeah, exists, you heard.
Fool me one time, you digs? Like, that part, like.
You could get another
she
opportunity.
She on spotlight, all right, listen, all right, fuck you.
With me, personally, a nigga can never spin back for me. I will never spin back for another nigga. I will never fuck with the same nigga twice, because I've done that already, you feel me? So, I had a couple exes.
But that's where I go back, not to cut you, that's where I go back to my old part. You placing a nigga
you
with your
you
like your last nigga, you feel what I'm saying?
How old you
what
was
you can't
you
do.
That?
How old I was?
Yeah.
I was about 20, 21. Like, it was a situation, like...
Niggas ain't ready to
sit down. It was a situation where, like...
Y'all 7 years events. We just agreed on that.
No, I was... All right, but check it. I knew where I fucked up at, and I took responsibility for where I fucked up at. So, if I'm trying to make it right with you, and I'm doing all the things I'm doing to make it right... I would say I was verbally abusive about certain shit I didn't know how to
do. You knew where you was
fucked up. I knew where I fucked up at. That's why I went back.
He know where he was fucked up at with you.
I told him numerous times, and I was patient. So I'm guessing he knew, but he didn't fucking understand and comprehend.
On the second go around.
It was a fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth go around. There was a time he broke up with me. I broke up with him. We both broke up together. It was long. It was a long ass, toxic ass relationship. So that's why I say niggas can't really spin back for me. The second time, because as adults, we know what's right from wrong. So at the end of the day, now that I learned from that relationship, I don't place myself in relationships that I don't want to be in.
I could jack that. I could jack that.
Like, he did bad, I did bad.
I could jack
that. At times, but I took responsibility of how I did bad, and son never trusted me again. But the way he had the situation wasn't how the situation went. And it's like, if you're not going to forgive me,
I'm not going to tell. Like, insecurity.
It was an insecurity. And he didn't forgive me, I guess. And I tried to make it work.
All right, let's talk about that now. Insecurities.
Insecurities. What's up? What's up? Insecurities. You insecure, like...
Ready for this conversation, Rip?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm ready for it, Rippy. I'm ready for whatever.
Insecure. We 20 minutes in, and we got time. How we looking?
We're 24, and we can hit a little more.
Yeah, insecurities. I don't know. We can say this for the next topic. I don't know. We could do that. We could do that, but man got to go around that. So
extended version.
Extended version.
Fuck it.
Extended
bonus.
Fucking
insecurities. Right, insecurities. How you feel like you ever been insecure?
I'm far from it.
I'm never insecure. Like now, I used to be. Oh, go ahead, Bags. All right. Before, I used to be insecure in that relationship. Like I said, I learned my lessons. I'll never look through a nigga phone again, especially if he ain't my man. I don't have no business in your shit, and you don't have no business in my shit. We don't have nothing to exchange. I mind my business. Based off of how we established a relationship.
So if you fuck with a nigga for like 2 years, you're not going to be checking his phone?
Nope.
Two years ain't enough. I'm going to be honest.
But check it.
But say what she said.
Enough,
she
nigga.
Said she was in this for about 7 to 10, right? You did
it. It was about 5 years. About 5 years on and off relationship.
I'm in your phone.
And then it was like
4-5, I'm in your phone.
And then it was like another extra 2 years.
4-5, I'm in your phone. Facts.
Yeah. All right. So
3 months, nigga, I'm in her phone.
And then you want to add an extra. And then you should add.
You gonna get hurt. You gonna get hurt, Rippy.
Exactly. So let me get hurt from the beginning to the end, Rippy. You feel what I'm saying?
And then it's extra.
Better get hurt early than late.
Nah, because in that 4-5, I'm gonna lay my game down.
And then please understand, it was an extra few months to a year of coming back one more time. This was the last show, like that extra year of the last show. You feel me? So that's a long time. So, what you was gonna say, Box?
That 4-5. I mean, this is my shit. I don't look the same. What you just said? Ain't no looking in my phone. Ain't no I'm looking in your phone.
You do what you do.
We fuck with each other though. From 4 to 5 years, I'm in that phone.
All right, but check
that's
it. Right?
That's a fact.
But check it, right?
That's a fact. But my 40 even cut you. My 40 even cut you. They got a TP. Yo, go run that up. Yo, go run that up.
Nigga, we recording.
45. They gotta go. I almost said go on that. So 45.
yo, what the fuck is up with these?
Yo,
niggas?
TP, my nigga.
Yeah, like just go ahead. I'm gonna edit it out. Bro, they just.
Nah, my nigga.
What's up, my nigga? What you doing?
Yo, my nigga, you in here?
Yeah, bro.
You in the conversation.
Ain't no in and out, bro.
So you really came to sit the fuck down?
Man, ain't no seat out there. But the kitchen.
Yo, we just. What we just.
4 bad, though. You did bad.
5 years in, I'm in your phone.
I remember it, like, yo, I'm about to go open the door.
Like, I agree. Like, my man said, he said 3 months he looking at her phone.
All right, so check it. After that relationship. Lit. After that relationship, right, I just realized, like, if you gonna fuck with me the way you claim you fuck with me, I shouldn't have to go through your phone because ain't nothing should be in your phone that will have me question anything. Nothing you should be doing would have me questioning. No matter how long I fuck with you, I'm not going through a nigga phone.
I jack your bop. You know why I jack your bop? Cause I believe, I believe how I'm putting it down. I'm your nigga.
Yeah,
not in my phone.
Yeah, that's
how I play my shit. And you play your role
correctly. If you play your role correctly, you're not gonna have give me no insecurity. After 4 years,
I'm a nigga. All right, it's certain shit though. After 4 to 5 years, probably 4 years,
you have my password. You never know.
I'm supposed to have your password. You supposed to have.
We ain't gotta have shit.
After 4 to 5 years, how I move with you? You gonna give me passwords? Your mama password? Your grandma's gravesite? Your fucking social. Listen. All right. After four to five years, I don't have to fuck with
social securities, but you see, at the problem with that was these niggas fucked with me more than I fucked with them.
But I had
integrity though. So you know, you trust me that way. I don't really give a fuck about you like that. But you know, you trust me that way. Fine, cool. I still respect you, but I just don't trust you that way. So I play you at an arm's length. You're not really my nigga. You're not really my man. But you know, I could fuck with you as like, you know, having respect for you. So people don't understand, like, when I'm dating somebody, even if it's casual dating, there's some sort of respect there. At least a little bit of respect. Listen, there. But if I'm in a relationship,
down to my exes, it's a respect there. Facts. I got exes, and I'm sorry if you got any girl after me, brother, and you wifed her, because we talk to each other every day.
Yeah, there's certain niggas. There's certain niggas that I talk to every day, like this, like, but it's certain exes,
and
like,
that's scary.
My toxic ex.
I can't have a relationship. But I can't be full blown. No.
Nah, you see, like with me,
I don't trust y'all.
But at the end of the day, you know what's crazy?
I don't trust y'all.
But you know what's crazy?
You talk to them, they talk to their exes. I know what I'm saying. I'm great, nigga. I can talk about it. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like with me, due to the fact I grew up with a lot of guys and shit like that, I always have a lot of male friends. I always have a lot of male friends. So at the end of the day, I gravitate to men more, because with women, they're kind of catty. Like, you, certain women don't know how to communicate. If they feel like you fuck with a nigga they like, they automatically don't like you. If a nigga they like is giving you a little bit of attention that might not be it, they fuck around and don't like you. With niggas, it's just the humble vibes. But at the end of the day, you never know, because when I'm cool with niggas, they be wanting me sexually, and it's like, damn, you can't even be genuine friend.
I mean, I don't. That's another topic. You won't get on it.
Yes.
Can men and females be friends? I don't. I got a homie like that. I got two. I'm like that. I never fucked them.
Yeah,
I
slept in the bed too hard, with them. Brother. You just a tree,
nigga. Nah, nigga.
I got a male friend that I never fucked, and he never looked at me like that.
I bet the homies is vouching. I'm a thot, nigga. But at the end of the day, I got two homegirls. I done slept in the bed with these bitches, and I can't even call them bitches. Now I'm saying, ride or die. These bitches pull out grips on niggas for me. I would never in my mind even think of
that.
It is what it is, but I never said their name. You don't know who they is. So look, but end of the day, I would never even cross my mind to fuck them. But sometimes when I see them dressed up and looking like that, it crossed my mind 2 times. But I'd be like, yo.
You see, like with me, I have a friend where it's like, damn, he fucks with me emotionally, like he loved me and all that. But I love him back, but I respect him enough not to fuck him, even though my urges say, yeah, I want to fuck him. I value that relationship and his friendship, because at the end of the day, if I do fuck with him, I'm going to treat him like shit. I tell him all the time, I'm going to treat you like shit. I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to block your number, and I'm going to treat you like every other nigga that I've been dubbing. And you feel me? I appreciate you so much, and I respect you so much that I won't do it.
So is it
I don't know if it's a real friendship or not, because
that's the scary
part. And that's the scary part, because it's like the sexual urges is there.
I say I don't know if men and women can really be friends, especially because I know none of my female friends is ugly women.
So
I don't keep a lot.
So at the end of the day, like, I have a male friend that I grew up with, went to high school with, all of that. He done see me dressed up crazy. He would comment under my pictures like, yo, fire emoji, strong arm. He would never comment a heart eye.
Back to the mental.
Like we connect on some shit. Like, it was times when his own bitches was venting to me about him on some shit. And they got tight like, yo, do you fuck with? And it's like, no, I don't fuck with him. This is just dead in my family. Like, I fuck with him so much that's dead ass my family. But with this dude, it's like, damn, the sexual urges is there. I do want to fuck him and all that. Like, you know, like... And then when you talk about other women, I do get a little tight, but I hold it down because it's like we didn't go that far yet. And I know for a fact if we went that far, you can't call me and tell me about no bitch.
You want me to be real with you?
Real with what? What happened?
With you. I need to get that out of the way.
We need to get that out of the way?
I need to get that out of the way. Bro, why are you not answering my text? Because this is how I look at life. What's going to happen? in life. You don't know. That could be the nigga you end up. That could be for you. Or it could be what you said it's going to be. And you treat him like you're going to treat him. And it be what it's going to be. But what is really the friendship? Is he just lingering to be your friend?
Nah.
Or is he lingering because, yeah, she cool as fuck. Nigga want to smash.
I don't even know because I really love him. But he says he loved me too when he has.
All right,
let's go, bro.
I got friends the same way. Is they chill around me because the lifestyle? I don't know I could kill. But I love them so much, I wouldn't even push that line to make it that situation.
But it's like, you know, the tension is there, like I said. I will look at him and I just turn away. Or he probably looking and he will turn away. Or like...
I'll TP on that one, but y'all might need to get that out of the way. I don't know. Because that, who knows? That might be your husband.
You know, the thing about it too is because he older. And that's another topic, dating with ages. Like,
I don't
you
like
know
that
what?
Shit. I don't like
at the
that
end
shit.
Of the day, yo, we
I
really
don't like that shit. What? How older?
Eight to nine years older than me.
So, like,
I'm
24, so let's be 24. All right, my math is going to go smack. I'm on Hennessy math right now. Yeah. So, Hennessy math, let's just say you was 20, he's like 28. If you was 20, he like 28.
No. Yeah. You could say that. I'm 24 and...
Nah, I'm not jacking that.
You know what it... Why are you not jacking? I'm grown. I'm 24. Matter of fact, I'm 23 turning 24 in September. I'm grown.
23 turning 24 in September.
So yes.
Let's do the math real quick. 24.
He's 10 years old. That's the thing. Listen, if y'all want to get, you know, I dated somebody older, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Alright, so you.
We at a game, but listen, I'm pretty sure. But it's like this: what's the mental, bro? That's my shit. Like, what's the mental with it?
So we're always back to the first conversation. We are all humans at the end of the day, and we come with feelings. So at the end of the day, if you're attracted to somebody emotionally or physically,
what's the mental? That's y'all females. Y'all do this out of love
and emotion.
Y'all love. Y'all look. That's a what you just everything you just said is female.
But men have emotions too. Y'all.
After I fucked you. Numerous times. And if after I nut and I still let you want to touch me and shit, then maybe she might be.
You see, the thing about men is men hide their feelings.
No, we don't.
Let me explain to you something. Men are masculine and they were told to be masculine from since they were young. So for example, you go to the park, right? You fall on the floor when you was like 7, 6 years old, 5 years old. Your moms will baby you, but your father or your pops or somebody will say, you a man, get the fuck back up. You go through, and if you ain't have a father in your life, you go through life like, damn.
I think that was the light skinned niggas. They let me cry.
What,
let
moms,
that nigga get it right.
Your pops.
Let that nigga get it right. That was light. Let him get it right. Yeah. I mean, it was certain times, of course, Mom Deuce came running. But most of the times it was let that boy get it right. You don't just run to him and baby him.
Exactly.
And cry
so,
sometimes.
But as grown up as men, if y'all fall, y'all told don't cry. Whereas girls, we get babied. We get. Emotion, we get attention. Guys have to just get up and be men at the end of the day. Once you get a little older, if you go broke, niggas gonna say you a man, get it on your own. Whereas women, it's like, it's a little bit of shelter there. It's probably some support. It's a little pity there. Yeah. You ever seen homeless women on the street compared to homeless men? Homeless men get walked past. Homeless women be like, oh, you have a baby.
You wanna know why? We gonna sell drugs to make it. Y'all gotta do the worst to get it. So if she got a little bit of family that care about her, they're not gonna let her sell that ass on that corner. Whereas a nigga could have a little bit of family, get to it. I'm not taking care. You don't enough to fuck bitches and bring them in my house. You better be able to get a dollar, nigga.
Providing.
So therefore, we was always told to be providers, but we never want to see y'all in the situation of having to be motherfucking the provider. Because if y'all getting it out of scratch, how y'all getting it?
Exactly.
Yeah, not trapping. Some do. I gotta cut the short. The sun coming up.
Yeah, so basically that's what it is. All I'm saying is when it comes to the mental... When it comes down to the mental of humans, of dating, we all have emotions. We all entitled to our emotions. If we feel a certain way, whether the person is younger or older, whether the person is black or white, whether the person is like... whatever it's on. If you're attracted to that person and you're willing to take it further, you can't tell that person how to feel.
Well, my question is, what was the mental? Did you meet her?
Meet him?
Or him, but vice versa? Or she bad, I like her. Or was it a come up with this? Or was it a, she got a fat ass?
It was, I don't know what it was. But
white bitch, she got big titties.
You know what it was?
I don't know.
You know what it was? Last summer, he hit me up. Last summer he hit me up and he just said like, yo, how much he fucked with me based off of what I was saying on my social media, how I talked and et cetera, et cetera. He wrote me like some long ass paragraph and I never paid attention to it until his man said like, yo.
Can I ask you a question? Did any black people write you a long ass paragraph for how much they fucked with you?
That was the black dude. Who I'm talking about. Not the white.
All right, cool.
All right, so that was he hit me up and he said what he said and I never replied to it. So when his homies, I guess, came in my inbox and said, like, you know, this is my friend. You know, he say he got a crush on me or whatever. Go hit him. Like, go talk to him. So when I go in the inbox, I seen that he wrote me, but it was 2 months ago, and it was a big-ass paragraph. So now I'm writing him, and we talking, and it's just regular casual conversation from here and there sometimes. And then later on down the line, we just ended up talking every single day, every day. I felt his bop. I was fucking his bop, but I never fucked him or nothing. So now it's just like when I'm around him and shit, it's just like, damn, I wanna fuck this nigga, but I can't fuck him. Like, you know, this is
that was your man's
though. He my man's. You don't wanna, you feel me?
Like I said, that I don't know everybody's situation. Like I got a situation, but you see like that. Yeah, I might need to just get that out the way. That's what I
might
say.
Need to get it out the way.
I might just need and see what happens. Because that could be your husband later down the road. Who the fuck knows?
Nah.
First off, I don't want no bitch that's not my friend first. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I could really, that's my homegirl. Like, I know for a fact, if worse come to worse, I start fucking with every nigga I fuck with today, I go broke. That's my friend before anything. She's going to be there. All right, cool. What's the issue?
But the issue is, due to the fact that he's older and I know certain things and what he's been through in his past relationships, he done wasted a lot of time.
So on this note, we're going to end it. What's the mental?
What's the mental?
What's the mental?
Oh, I like that. You know what? I could get into that. What's in the next mental? Topic. Yo, shout outs to you, Box, on the title.
Yeah.
Feel me? Oh, and here you come back after being in and out. We done spoke and had our whole shit together. And then you out of here.
Shit, man. Y'all niggas did good, my nigga. You heard? I said my 1-2 and gotta go, you heard?
It's a podcast. Get a little nam-nam.
Y'all situated in the situation. So
shit, you probably want to hear. Like, my sister's my blessing for you. I believe. Let me go around there so much to start talking this shit. I ain't mad at you. But I understand the big guy. Look at this big picture, though. She got a whole fan base, bro.
Yo. So, you guys, I'm out of here. Like, you know, we said what we said. We spoke how we spoke. We chilling, you know, we in the set or whatever. We drinking, we vibing. So, thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Hey, can you light the spliff?
Are you dead ass, my nigga? Son. Now you over here shocked. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. Secrets with Sha. Shout outs to Boggs and City for coming through on this episode. You feel me? And, you know... I'll see you next time.
Just tell me what's on your mind. Secret. Got a lot to say. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.